They were on
Memchesim and Aleph at the bottom. The Kama Shir Isa. Rashi says Shir Isa, Lulish B'Pesach V'Yosir. What is the maximum amount of dough that you can knead, and it's considered like you're working with all the dough at one time, Shiochel Shomer Midechimot, that it's possible to be Shomer. In other words, so what's the it's only the Rabbanan, obviously, if you have a bigger dough, whatever, that the evidence it's okay, according to most Shitas. But what's the shear of Isa that you can be sure that if you work with it, it's not going to become chametz? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Bruka Omer, Bechitim Kabayim, if it's wheat dough, wheat flour that you're using, then two kabim. Ubisaurim shloshes kabim. By saurim, you can work easier with that dough, so even three kabim is okay. Rav Nosson Omer Mishum Rav Elezer Chiluf Advorim. Rav Nosson said the name Rav Elezer, the opposite. Saurim two kabim, and we three. Vatanya, Rav Yishmael ben Osher Rav Yochanan Bruka Omer, Bechitim Shloshes Kabin, Ubisaurim Arba Kabin. Right? We have another braisa that says that Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Bruka, said that different than what he said over here. He said, what's it called? Chitim 2 and Sorim 3. And there he said Chitim 3 and Sorim 4. Still, that Sorim, you could have more than that, he's consistent. But the amounts are different. Lokasha, Haba Chasichta, Haba Ma'al Yisa. Rasi Rashi. Chiluf advarim shasaurim krovim lahach mitziosim min achitim. He held that saurim are harder to protect from becoming chametz, and therefore you need less dough by saurim. Hodechasich tohav amalisa, kamaisa amalisa. The first one where he said the smaller shear, that's with more refined flour. Basraisa bechasichsa. Shisholoshulahem emel kabayim tovos. Three kabim of unrefined flour equals two kabim of refined flour. Okay. Omer Papa, Shma Minoa, green chite chasichta, mechite ma'alisa, tvei midigrin sari chasichta misari ma'alisa. Maisa, we can learn from this. Rashi says, "Regabi metachu memker." In business dealings, you sell somebody bad or inferior wheat flour is much worse proportionately to good wheat flour than inferior barley flour is to good barley flour. Why? The hasam, the ilu hasam tilsa. Over there, it's just a third of a difference. Here it's a quarter of a difference. In other words, the difference between good and bad wheat is a third, whereas the difference between good and bad sorghum is only a quarter. Rashi, Shema Mina Le'inyan Mekach U'Memker Green Chiti Chasichtu Mima'al Yisa Tvei Mima'i De Green Sari Chasichtu Mima'al Yisa. We said that the ratio difference between what is okay for refined flour as opposed to unrefined flour is two kabim for the good and three kabim for the bad. I'm agree tilta. It's one third difference. The evil b'saorim atovo shlosha kabim v'haroz arba. But by barley, it's 3 to 4. So it's only a quarter, like a grain cell in Reviva. There's only a quarter difference. Okay. Omer Rav Kava Melungah L'Pischa V'chein L'Chala. Rav said that the amount of dough that you can knead at one time is the amount that's in a kav in the, from this place of Lugnah. In Lugnah, they had a certain shear. That was the kav of that, and that's the amount that you can need at one time. And the same is for Chala. Their kav was the, what's it called? That's the amount. That kav, it wasn't a regular kav. We're not talking about the measurement called a kav. the amount of dough that they used to need at one time in Lugnor is the exact same amount of dough that you can need for Pesach. And also, it has a shear of challah in it. They used to need a dough that was the exact shear of challah. It comes out that the amount of dough you can need for Pesach is a shear of challah, which comes out to be about, in our terms, about 2.2 kilo of dough at a time. But Vatanya, or Vashnan, Chameshes Revoim Kemach Va'od, Chayovin B'Challah, right? B'Chora, you need a lot more than what's it called, that's not the shear, a cup. The shear is 5/4, what's it called? A 5 lugim of kemach, plus a little bit. Rashi's not chorus to plus a little bit. He holds exactly 5 quarters. We'll get to this in 1 second. That works out. Hachi kamer. Now, that what it means is the following. Kaba melugno non li ahai shiura koi. The kaba melugno is, that's the shear of what a kab melugno was. See Rashi. Chameshes revoim, a kaba melugno, kab shalosh makom. The measurement of that place. Lepischa shalololush yosher. Today shiyucha l'shomer benachimutz. That amount of dough that in that place they called the kav was the exact amount of dough that more than that you can't need at one time. V'chein l'chala v'hach shir isa nomi kol yom ha-shashona v'schai b'chala. And that also was the exact amount that you were chayiv to take chala off. Chameshes revoim lugim tziporim. There are 5 quarters, a quarter's a lug, right? Shehem shiva va'od midborim, and that is seven plus a little bit more of the shear of the midbar. Shizuhi shear ha'omer shayseisus midbar. That's the shear of chala, was the shear of the omer. Shenemar gavichala reishis arisoseichem. The beginning of your dough, what's arisoseichem? Kidei arisoseichem, tahainu isus midbar. Who omer legugolus? Who asiris ha'efer? The amount of the omer that everybody got, the amount of the mon, was asiris ha'efer. That was an omer legugolus. An omer is a tenth of an efer. The ha'efer shalosin. An efer is 3 sin. The soa shishakavim. And a saw is 6 kavim, midbarios, the original kavim. In the midbar, there was 6 kavim to a saw, and 3 saw to an ephah. Chashov isu shavahem, so now take a tenth of them, and when does that come out? V'timsa shivas revoi kav ubeitza v'chomish beitza. You'll come out to be 7 quarters of a kav, plus a beitza and a fifth. Ketzer, chalek shalosim shem shmona esrei kabin, take 3 sin, which is 18 kabin, vaseimahem levoi kav, hainu lugin, and convert that into a lug. A lug is a quarter of a kav, so multiply it by 4. 4 times 18 is 72. Comes out there's 72 lugin, or 72 quarters, in a, what's it called, in the amount of what's it called, Asiris Haifa. The Tim Tzabohem Shidim Ushnaim Lug. You get 72 Lug. Tul Isu Shal Shidim Harishiva. Take a tenth of the 70, that's 7. So it's 7 quarters. Now you still have 2 left over. Vashnaim Hanisharim Shtemes Rebetzime. The 2 Lugim, right? Each Lug is 6 Beyah. So 2 Lugim is 12 Beyah. Isu shalahem beah v'chomish beah. The tenth of of 12 is 1 beah, and what's it called? And a fifth of a beah. Harishivas revoim v'od du beah v'chomish beah. So it comes out in the shear of the midbar, 7 quarters, 7 lugim, plus a beah and a fifth. That was the shear of challah. Uvirushalayim. Hosifu al hamido shtus melavar shuchomesh melagad. Yerushalmim, when they went to Yerushalayim, they added unto these midos a sixth from the outside, which is a fifth from the inside. Notice I took one fifth and added it on. Now that became a sixth of the total. Shenosnu shishom en rishonim v'so chamisho achronim. Right? Six of the first ones make five of the second ones. They made the shiurim bigger. They increased it by a fifth, which is really a sixth of the total in the end. Harisheshes revoim harishonim v'so chamisho. So out of the seven plus, the six of them became five. The harovo beya v'chomish hanishorim v'asarova. And the lug plus a beta the fifth became now one lug because it became bigger. So in what used to be a lug and a quarter was now a lug and a fifth is now a total lug. Again, the fifth was added on. Sharova sheish beitzim, right? Because the rova one lug is six beitzim. Asemehen chamish beitzim gedolos. Those six became five. Ba'beitza, v'chomish beitza, ma'asis beitza gedola. And the beitza and a fifth became one beitza. Shinesosif aleichum shemalagav. Because you added a fifth to it. The ushtus m'levar, which is a sixth of the total. Harishesh beitzim gedolos, to whom rova kav godol, comes out to be total six beitza. Hari omer hamidbar shisha revoim yushalmiyim. So what was seven quarters plus a bay and a fifth now became six quarters exactly in the meat of Yushalmi. Now Chipori, they added again a sixth of total, a fifth, what's it called, from the another fifth. The Sar Chipori, so Defesar Yushalmi Shtos Malabar, Kedomer Beirovin, Hari Omer Shaya Shisha Revoim Yushalmi and Nichnas Bechomi Chiporim. So what used to be six Lugin now became five. So it's exactly five quarters. That's the shear in Tzipori, in the measurement of Tzipori, which originally was seven quarters plus. Now Rashi is not Gorish over here plus, because it comes out exact. Tosfos is Gorish the plus, and he says Rabbeinu Tam explains that you need that shear after you take off the challah. There has to remain that amount of dough after you take off a little bit of challah, which is about a kazalis. So after you take off the challah, you're left with this. So it's va'od. You need a little bit more, so when you take off the challah, you'll be left with exactly five revoim. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Hani Noshin Didon, Nohug l'miyafa kapiza kapiza l'meifa kapiza kapiza l'pischa. Our women have the minig not to need more than a kapiza at a time. Nohug l'meifa l'pischa kapiza kapiza shloshes lugim. Only three lugim. Now as we said before, that the shear could be up to five lugim. They're knowing only to do three at a time. L'shomer menachim, l'chumer. L'shomer menachim, they were extra machmer. They only used three-fifths of the shear that was okay. Omer le'abaya, ma da'itech l'chumra? Chumra dosiv de'kula hu. That's not a chumra. That's a chumra that has a kula in it. Why? To komafka le'michala. Since they're needing smaller amounts of dough than the shear of chala at a time, right? So they're not going to be chayiv in chala. So you're being mafkia the mitzvah of challah. Omalei the avin krebeleser. No, they're still chayiv in challah. They only need at any one time three lugim. But the time the shman krebeleser omer haroda benoshe musal atzal mitzar from the challah, that after they make the matzahs they put them into one big basket, and the basket is mitzarif them to be chayiv challah. V'om Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, halacha krebeleser. Halacha zeh krebeleser. Rashi, Amr lei krebeleser, sfir along the asam et sarif on the challah. V'ach rafi yosem, after they're baked, if you put all the baked things that weren't chayiv in challah before, each one was from a dough that was less than a shear. But now you accumulate enough matches that the dough would have been a shear, you have to take challah for that, with a bracha. the Ein Sof and Kodshim beyond it, right? And the Maaser Rashi says, now we pass the liquor Belezer, that's the challah that we burn. You don't give the challah anymore to a Kohen because it's Tameh. So you burn it. So what do you do with it? You can't burn it on Yom Tov. Well, I'll show some EFs. You can't leave it because it'll become chametz. So what do you do when you make what's it called, the matzah on Yom Tov? What do you do with the challah? Right? On Yom Tov Pesach. Like the Mishnah. Mishayikra l'shem or shalafosa. If you called it challah, then it's also to bake because you can't do anything with it. The halav v'achilahi. The low karina l'shem. So what do? You don't call the name of challah on it. You bake it all first. You make one little matzah and a big matzah. And you both bake both of them. Because both of them are possible to eat. And when you, what's it called? You take them out of the oven. You put them into a big sack, into a big basket. And that's mitzarif, all of them together for challah. The note laktana, the korei shem. You take the little one and you call that challah. Umavorich, you make the bracha. Umatzni, you put it away till the night. You can't burn it now. At night you'll burn it. The sota mishatech shacholamacher. The chain horalonu rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yakar. That we pass it a blazer, and this is what you do. You don't call the challah challah when it's dough, because then you're gonna have problems. You wait till it's baked, then you call it challah, and you leave it to burn at night. And from this Rashi is mashma, that you need siruf sar. You need the basket, not only where you didn't have enough shir challah in each thing, because here we're talking where you bake the shir challah. But what's it called? You had a shir challah. But in order to take from the little one on all the other ones, you need them all to be in a basket. Other Rishonim hold, you only need a sal to be mitzarif less than a shear together. But if you have a shear challah, you just want to mitzarif the one that you're taking off on the other ones, that you don't need a sal. That you just need to be minamukath. It all has to be in one area, right? Touching or with a what's it called, with a cloth over it. You don't need mamash a sal. Okay. So, Omer Levo, Itmar Allah, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Shano el Kikra Shal Bavel Shanosh Chosumizu, Abel Kechin, no, it doesn't help. It has to be the kind of things where the dough, mamish stuck together. Then they're mitzvah. But if it's already, what's it called, separate things that don't stick together in the oven, we'll see when Chicken Rashi explains it, how they're made, either long and thin, or wide, and they don't stick together in the oven, then they're not mitzvah. One says, no, it's more along. Rav Chanina, filu kechet, nainichanami. They doesn't have to stick together. The dough doesn't have to stick together. Even what's it called, it's not. After it's baked, you put it into a sow, it's mitzvah. Rashi. Aval kechin, shenosh chazu ezu, shehen rechavos va'agulos kein shalom. They're wide and round. This is our, like our matzahs. When you put them into the oven, right, they overlap. So they touch each other, and they, what's it called, they take up, they bite out from one from the other. There's a dough sticks together. Hilka chavah, then they're considered one. Then after you bake them, you can even tzarif them in a sow. But if in the oven they didn't touch each other, then putting them after they're baked in a sow doesn't help. Aval kechim, aruchim uktsarim, they ain't no shins and mizah, they're made like pretzels. And they don't touch each other, they're individual in the oven, then the sow won't help after they're baked. So where it says, we have, what's it called? That was said, it's not true. That in the Hanami we hold like the Mambi Omro holds, even if the dough doesn't touch, it's still the sow is mitzarim. Boy, Rav Yirmiya, tavla shem lo levaz bizu. What if you have a board that you put the matzahs on after that doesn't have walls? Toch klibo in voleka. Do you need on the inside of the clay. And here there's no inside. It's all on one area. Right? But it's not. There's no inside. Maybe you just need the area of a kli. And that is there. Take. In other words, it's a board with tzarif, or you need that for walls. Tanya Rav Elezer Omer Hasal Mitzarfet. Rav Elezer says that the sal, if you put them in a basket, after they're baked, it's mitzarfet and brachala. Rav Yeshua Omer Tanur Mitzarfet. Rav Yeshua says the oven is mitzarfet. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Kikr Shabbatul Shinosh Chazumi Zum Mitzarfet. Rav Shimon Gamliel says neither of them started unless the doughs touched each other in the oven. But if the doughs didn't touch, then neither the sal or the tanur will help. He's the most ma. Rashi. Mahu. Tadla Shein Lo Vazbeish. Misgeres. The Sava Savi. It has no walls. The rather Pasra Toh. Tanur. But you put the matzahs on top of this board. Is that the Saratham or not? Mahu Shitit Saratham Levelesha. Tanur Mitzar, but Av Tanur Mitzar. So Rashi learns that when Rabbi Yeshua says tanur, he's not excluding a basket. A basket's better than a tanur. But even the tanur itself is the tanur. Even though you didn't put it into a basket, but the fact that they were all together in the oven, that itself is the tanur. Yes, you don't. Because Shalbabel, Aval, Kethinlov. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it has to be Gatka, where in the oven they touch. So now there's a, that's what Rashi learns. The Rach learns the opposite, that Rabbi Yeshua holds Gatka, the Tanur, and not a Sal. And Rabbi Lezer holds Sal and the Tanur. When Rabbi Yeshua said Tanur, he meant only Tanur. And when Rabbi Lezer said Sal, he meant even the Sal. And then there's another sheet in the Rishonim that says that each one is dafka. One holds only the tanur, and one holds only the sal. Right. Rav Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Nashim Lashos Ka'achas, the Ophos B'Tanur Echad Zeh Achazu. Rav Gamliel says three women can make their matzahs in one oven at the same time, even though there's only enough at one time for one woman each oven. Right? The opus retanur, echot shuachazu. And that means that two of them are waiting for the other ones, the one to bake, and then the one that was waiting is waiting again. So that means that you're allowed to make matzah, and the amount of time that it takes for two separate bakings is not, doesn't make it chametz. The woman who they started together, one baked and the other two were waiting. The second one baked and the first one still waiting. Even though the first one is waiting twice for baking and she's not doing anything with the dough, that's okay. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim hold no. You have to constantly be involved with the dough. You can't leave it idle for two bakings. Sholosh Mashim Oskos Bebotzik Achas. Right? No, three women can be osek with their dough at the same time, but not mamish when they have to wait. What am I? Achas Masha. What's it called? They're doing it together, but not all doing the same thing. One begins to knead the dough. Right? Well, not knead it, but mix the flour and the water. The second one is already kneading her dough. And the third one is baking. In other words, the first one starts by mixing her thing. The other ones don't start anything. When she begins to put the flour in, right, and she begins to knead the dough, the second one begins to put the flour and water together. When she begins to bake, the second one, the one before her, is already kneading. And the one before her now starts to put the flour and water. So they're all, like this one's baking, this one's still doing. When she's baking, the other one's still working. They're all working on the dough, but at different stages. So nobody's waiting for the other ones to be baked. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo kol anoshim, lo kol aitzim, lo kol atanurim shavim, zeh klal tofach tiltash b'shavim. You can't make a rule like this. Because how long does it take to bake? Depends how dry the wood is, how big the oven is. So therefore, and how bizarre is the woman is. She can't make any klal. The klal is, if it looks like the dough is starting to become chametz, and you're leaving it, put cold water on it. Rush. Rav Gamliel Omer, show us mashem mashem kachas. Kol achas mole tanur. Each one can make a full oven worth of matzah, which means that while one is baking, the other one's going to have to be waiting. The ain kan chimus. Afapisho achas mantenes achiofu ashtai. Even though one of them is waiting for the other two bake, the dough's not going to become chametz in that amount of time. The chachamim orim ain lohakul kol kach. Shu loshes kachas. Don't be making so much that they all should be able to knead their dough at the same time and then wait one of them two for two bakings. And the shalosh rashim osus kolachas and batzik shalom. Each one has to be working on her dough at the time that the other one is baking. No one can stop working. Achas losha, achrona losha, kishachaverto en tzoyis mekatepes. The last one is kneading, while the first one, the last one is putting her flour in the water, when the second one is already kneading, and the first one is already baking. Vashlishi shalosh and tchila ota, the sidra b'farish b'gmara. Lo kol anoshin, yesh atzlonios, there's lazy women, u'machmitzos in yishu kolkah, and by them, if they wait so long, it's going to become chametz. V'yesh tador she'nochan nahim, and there are ovens that don't bake so fast, because they're not so hot. V'yesh etzim she'nochan nivorim nahim, and there's wood that's not so, doesn't burn fast. It's more moist wood. Zehaklau, habotzik biyada, she wrote to litfoach, while she's working with the dough. If she sees that it's beginning to look like it's becoming chametz, tilto shodeh b'mayim tzolem, put her hand in cold water, to thin of it to sun, and put the water on the dough, so it'll cool off, and it won't become chametz. Gemara. Tana rabbanan, losha hi mikatepes, v'chaver to losha tachteho. The one that started to put the flour and water together, when she starts to knead, the other one puts her flour in the water. Mikatepes, he ofa b'chader to mikatepes tachteha. When the first one is baking, the second one is kneading. And then the first one begins to mix the flour and water. Vashlishis losha. Ofa he, losha b'chader to ofa tachteha. Vashlishis mikatepes b'chozeres chalila. This is the Seder. No one is not working with the dough. While one is mixing the water and flour, the other one's already kneading, and the third one's already baking, and then the one that's baking becomes the first one, and it goes around by turn. Kozman shoskos b'botzik enu boli dechimus. As long as they're being osig in the dough, it won't come to chimus. So the mice is a shayla and shown him. What does that mean? There's the mishmet davka. They can be osig in the dough, but only with that shear of one mixing, one kneading, one baking. But not all day. Or no, as long as what's it called? That's what some of the Rabbeinu Hanano holds, the Gaonim holds, the Rambam holds, as long as you're working with the dough the whole day, it never becomes chametz. As long as you're working with it, it never becomes chametz. So shayla, if you stop working in intervals, if all those intervals add up, right, you have an 18-minute time. So let's say you stop working for a minute, and you start, then you could go and continue. Stop for another minute, stop for another minute. And all together is 18 minutes that you stop over 10 hours. Some hold, that can become chametz. Another some hold. No. Stopping is not mitzvah. When you start working again, it's mavatel. It starts again. As long as you didn't stop for 18 minutes at one time, it's not a problem. You'll never become chametz. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo kol anoshim. Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva. Zanti l'fnei Rav Gamliel. L'amdeinu Rabbeinu. B'noshim zrizos or b'noshim she'en zrizos. Right? I asked Rav Gamliel when they said this shear, what are you talking about? You're talking about women who are extra zrizos and they don't stop working for a second, or women who are not so much zrizos. Be'etzim lachim or be'etzim edeshim. Are you talking about dry wood or moist wood?
the Tamar Chama, the Tamar Chalman. Are you talking about an oven that had to be heated up to begin with, and it was heated from before? Omer li, ein lecho ela ma shishanu chachon. Shehakla al tefa v'tirkosh v'tzom. The Maisha, the Chachonim said the rule, you can't go by this name, because there's no set, generic amount. Ela ma, if you see that it's becoming, looks like it's starting to get pale, put cold water on it. Rashi. Tana Moshe in the Katsepis, at the Rabbanon coin. He's explaining the shear of the Rabbanon, what's the Seder had worried. Arisha Rishona, she cut the Lalush, Molly and Tana cut the Shalahem Trila. The first one starts to mix the flour and water, enough dough to fill up their little oven. She in the Katsepis, Taino Aricha, she corrid, the Chaderdom, the Matzchelis Lalush is the Shalah. So when she is kneading, the other one starts to mix the flour. The katzeta she opened, the one who's kneading now starts to bake. So the one who mixed the flour is now kneading. And the one who didn't start now starts mixing the flour to water. Zuri showed the choice of the katzeta sasha, the gomer kitufa, he ofa, the nosetis latanur, the chaberta, choice of losha, the katzeta stachera, rashlish is losha. She gomer, he showed the lapels, gomer and choice lakate. The achron the lalush, hare in tzoyis ha mekatepes ofa, the chaber to achron the mekatepes tachteho, the rishon echoseres lalosha. Shoyu tanurim ktanim, the lohois ha mesapekes ela kamolim tanur. They had small ovens, and it only could have one dough at a time. So if you have three women using that one oven, only one's going to be able to bake, while the other ones are still being osik, so do it in a seder, that way nobody's ever idle. The chayin chozer is chalila. Chalila lo shim machol, sadik sadik. Chalila comes from a circle, and so it goes circularly. Dantil thiram amil, shayomer klal dover b'chol sholosh lashim lashos ka'achas. Man tenis ra'achas tachiyom v'ashtayim. Rav Gamliel was the one who said this order, so I asked him, what kind of women are you talking about? What kind of ovens are you talking about? And he said, well, Maisa, the klal is, if it looks like it's getting pale, put cold water on it. Seer, you sorry. And what's it called? Seer, we learned before, is chametz that wasn't completely chametz, and it's edible, but not totally edible. The ha'ochlo potter. Seer, you have to burn, you have to get rid of it, but if you eat it, you're potter. Siduk, if it already got cracks in it, Yisarei Bochul Chayiv Karis, that's Mamish Chametz. Okay? If it's only the Madreg of Siur, it's not yet Aser Berichi of Karis. If it has Sidokim already, if it has cracks, then you're Chayiv Karis. Ezeu Siur, what's called Siur, where it's the beginning of Chametz, but not complete, Kikarni Chagodi. It's like, what's it called, cracks that meet each other like horns of a grasshopper. Siduk shenisaru stokim shebezeh. Siduk is the next thing where the cracks are, what's it called, intersect each other. Din Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Chachamim omrim, zebezeh ha'ochul chayim karis. Once it has cracks, any cracks, even like grasshoppers, you're chayim karis. That's mamish chametz. Zeu seer, so what is seer? No cracks. Koshech zifu pana, call him shomdu sirasa. It's where it got pale. Like somebody that has, goosebumps. When it looks like that, it's not cracks, but it got pale, and it looks already like bumps. Then it's what's it called already seer. That's the madrega, it's not chametz gomor, but you have to get rid of it. Rashi. Siur shalom hichmitz kol tzarecho. It's not complete chametz yet. Siduk shumachmitz nasa bostakim. When it becomes chametz, it gets cracks. Karni chagodim, sedik lakan, sedik lakan. There are two cracks that make like a V. Zeh zeh ha'ochlo b'karish, the karni chagodim don't be sidikan. The chachonim hold that karni chagodim, even if the cracks don't intersect, but they're like at the right angles, that's also called the chametz gomor. Zeu seer shepater, zeh sheein bo sedik. Avon chsifu pot, doesn't have any cracks, Vayichsif upon him. Ka'adam she'amdu sarosav. Mitok pachad. The rest says panam achsif. Like a guy whose hair stands on edge and he turns pale. So when the doe turns pale, that's when it's a shear. Tala rabban. Ezeu shear. Kol she'chsif upon him. Ka'adam she'amdu sarosav. Seer, according to the Chachamim, is pale dough. No cracks yet. Sidu kikarni chagodim. Hear the Rameir. That's what Rameir says. That Sidu is kikarni chagodim. In other words, once it has any cracks, it's ready to come, it's gone. The Chachamim omrim, ezeu seer kikarni chagodim. And the Chachamim say, this is what we have in the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, Seor is where it has cracks like caterpillar horns. Siduk, Shinsarbu Spokim Zebazet. Siduk is only where it intersects. The cracks overlap. Zebazeha Ochlu Chayim Koris. And both of them are Chayim Koris. Right. I bonan tran siri sorry, but Ochlu Potter, Giver of Yehuda. My son Mishnah says that Seor, you have to burn, but you're not Chayiv Koris. So who does our Mishnah go like? So Eimel Reb Meir, Zeh Zeh Ochlu Chayiv Koris. Right? Now you have to say this. Reb Meir says that both of these are considered Chametz Gomer. And Reb Meir holds that only Yichsif Upana of the Seor. Amarava, my time of the Reb Meir, Eimel Chokol Zedek, the Zedek Umalo, Shein Lo Kamis Bakim Amata. When you see on the top, cracks that don't intersect, you should know inside the dough it's cracked all over. So it's real chametz. Rashi. The chachomim of the Braisa or Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisa. The chachomim of the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. The chachomim of the Masnisa is Rabbi Meir. The chachomim of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Hachik asin Rabraisa, the chachomim omrim, ezim soar kekane chagobim. Siduk shenasar vuspakim zevazeh. Zevazeh ochlu bekaris. That doesn't go according to anybody. But now it's not that Yehuda Potter Besir today. The Alpha God, the Omer Yisorev, but Mechayev Allah, the Malkus of Karis. You have to get rid of it, but you're not Chayev Malkus of Karis on it. Name of the Mayor's Emerson, Bain Seer Drab Yehuda, the Karni Chagotin, Bain Sidu, Chayev Karis, the Mayor holds that Rabbi Yehuda Seer, the Chayev Karis on it. But Rabbi Yehuda himself holds you're not Chayev Karis on it. The Tarvayim Reb Meir Siduk Ninu. When Reb Meir's Siyur is Yichsif upon him, no cracks at all. Kama Shpachim Amata Betochem. Inside the dough, it's all cracked up. Yihavi Lamayla Kekani Chachot. On the surface, it's just cracks that are like a V. You can be sure that the cracks intersect underneath. Havi Lamata Kshisabu Shpachim. Inside the dough, already the cracks are intersect each other.